This is Mindy Mizell, Media Relations Director with the American Red Cross. Today, at this moment, our Red Cross teams are responding on the ground in Silver Spring, Maryland. As of 36 hours ago, a tragic event occurred when a blast went off in an apartment complex, leaving two people who died. More than 30 people were injured, and at this point, nearly a few hundred people have been displaced. I'm talking with Christy Rogers today, who's from our Disaster Mental Health Program, about the situation on the ground and what has occurred. So many people at midnight on Wednesday night woke up in the middle of the night to an extremely loud blast. Fire erupted throughout the apartment complex, and everyone was forced to leave the building quickly with whatever they could grab. So many people disoriented, trying to get out in the middle of the situation. At this point, we understand people are still missing. The Red Cross has set up an emergency shelter a few blocks away. They're providing food, shelter, but also are also trying to help people deal with this area of emotional stress. So Christy, let's talk about this. I know people on the ground right now who have been through this are probably still trying to wrap their heads around the idea that this blast even occurred. You were there on the scene and have been in coordination with many of our folks on the ground. Let's talk about the situation. When you arrived on the scene, what were you seeing?
Thanks. So the scene itself is quite active. There are roads closed, fire department vehicles, fire trucks all over. A lot of search and rescue is still going on. The Red Cross is supporting those search and rescue responders by providing food and water to them. And then again, a couple blocks down the road, we have opened a service center and a shelter at the Long Branch Community Center. The scene down there, while a bit removed from the actual fire trucks and road closures, is still pretty chaotic. The building we're using is very well suited for the services we're providing. We have a shelter in one area where we had a number of residents last night stay overnight who've been displaced. We also have a large area where people are able to eat, where we are able to serve meals, three meals a day. We have areas set up for kids to read books, to draw pictures, to play with Legos, to watch TV. And we also have an area where we're providing direct casework to people to help them identify next steps for housing. We can provide financial assistance as well to those individuals who qualify.
And I know even when you were leaving the building yesterday, the shelter, there were just hundreds of cots set up for people to spend the night, and you were talking with our teams on the ground. And I can't imagine what was going through these families' minds as they had to, in the middle of the night, pick up and go. So at this point, part of your role and the team's role with Disaster Mental Health is to just walk with people during this season. Describe for me this program. I know there are so many highly publicized programs that are kind of make the news radar in the event of a disaster, but this area of mental health is often one that goes under the radar. What is that service exactly?
We, the American Red Cross, has a team of over 3,500 licensed mental health professionals who are volunteering across the country to support people who experience disaster. It could be from a small fire to an explosion like happened in Silver Spring, all the way up to a Hurricane Sandy or a Hurricane Katrina. What we do, what the program is primarily volunteer staffed, and those volunteers, similar to our shelter workers, get up in the middle of the night and help meet clients' emotional needs when they need it. So we talk with families, we help families understand what normal reactions to stress might look like. A lot of families have never been through something like this. This may be the worst day of their lives. And so they often can feel surprised by whatever feelings or physical sensations they're experiencing, when a lot of the times it's very normal. It's what's to be expected. So a lot of what we do is help explain that to people, help people feel less concerned if they are feeling those unfamiliar emotions. We help explain to parents what how kids can respond to emotional stress and displacement and chaos and changes in schedules, routines, that kind of thing. That can be very helpful for parents who really want to do what's best for their kids, but may not realize that kids sometimes handle things like this differently than adults because they don't necessarily have the language and they don't often understand the whole story. They don't often understand the whole picture. So they're picking up small tidbits, maybe from the news, maybe from their friend, maybe they're overhearing a phone conversation, but they don't have the whole picture in the same way that an adult does. And that can, you know, add to some confusion, add to more chaos, and help them draw, it can lead to them drawing conclusions that are even more stressful than maybe the actual situation. The other thing that we often provide is, in addition to that education and a listening ear for those people who want to share their stories and who really need the immediate emotional support, for those people who are really experiencing a crisis at the time, we provide crisis intervention when necessary. And we're always trying to refer clients back to those mental health services that are based in the community. So we help connect people who do feel like they need additional support. We help connect them to longer term services, either through their insurance or through county or public agencies. So we kind of spread the gamut of different ways that we can provide that emotional support.
Well, thanks for joining us and talking with us about this latest incident. I know this is extremely tragic as we're still in those initial phases with children still missing in the building, but this is going to be a long time process of helping folks heal and get back up on their feet. If you want to learn more about what the Red Cross is doing at this moment,